So it's kind of late at night and I'm recording this. I've got my Santa hoodie on and I'm kind of, you know, thinking, I haven't told you my Christmas joke. And I love this joke. I think I made it up. I think it's one of my own. I don't know, but I think it is. And I think it's lovely. So I'm going to tell it to you. I may have promised never to tell you this. I don't know, but I'm just going to tell it to you. So here it goes. So if Santa Claus goes down the chimney, right, he goes down the chimney, and how does he get there? It's gravity, right? Gravity just kind of pulls him down the chimney, and he slides down, gets into the room, does his stuff, right? So he finishes. He's got to get back up. So how is it that he makes his way back up the chimney? How is it? Well, of course, he has mistletoes. Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Burkloud with your Sunday forecast for Advent. It's going to be the fourth Sunday of Advent, and I hope that you are doing really, really well, and that you're feeling the joy of the season as we move closer to Christmas. Now, it's a busy time. It's a crazy time, I know, but it's also a beautiful time, a time for people to pause, if you can. Try to find a place and a time to do that, to pause and to breathe and to remember the hope that is coming, the hope that God brings into this world. So before we get into what's actually going to happen on Sunday, I wanted to spend a little bit of time in the scriptures with you. In the prophet of Isaiah, chapter 41, you will find verses 5 through 10, and this is good. Now, a little bit of metaphor up front, but then this just kind of straight on promises from God. So I'm going to read that for you. It's from the Common English Bible, the translation I'm going to read. And I just thought this would be a great kind of like setup for, and really kind of consistent with the theme that we have been working our way through in terms of insisting on hope. So here we go. The coastlands see and fear. Okay, this is the metaphor part. The coastlands see and fear. The ends of the earth tremble. They draw near and arrive. Each helps the other, saying to the other, take courage. A craftsman encourages a goldsmith. One who smooths with a hammer encourages one who strikes the anvil, saying of the welding, that's good. And they strengthen it with nails so it won't move. Okay. Here we go. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, offspring of Abraham, whom I love, you who I took from the ends of the earth and called from furthest corners, saying to you, you are my servant. I chose you and didn't reject you. Don't fear. Don't fear, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will surely help you. I will hold you with my righteous, strong hand. Well, it's beautiful. It's given to a people that were feeling horrible, that were trying to make sense of a world that had been turned upside down, and not just kind of like in a moment, but turned upside down completely for a very long time, and lots of consequences came from it. So those words came from God into the hearts of the people through the prophet and through the work of the writing. So it's beautiful too, because it says, don't fear, because I'm with you. And of course, there's a lot to fear, and there's a lot that they have gone through. There was good reason to kind of like go, I don't know what's going to happen next. But God says, I'm with you. That's the heartbeat of Advent, too. Fear is real. We've been talking about this. It shows up in Mary's story. It shows up in Joseph's story. It's in the shepherd's story. It's in our story. But God's promise is stronger. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you with my righteous, strong hand. That's not to say things won't happen. It's to say that God goes with us into those things. So maybe this week when fear whispers in your ear, and boy, is there just a ton of bad news. Tons of bad news. But when fear whispers in your ear, perhaps you and I can whisper back, well, yeah, but God is with me. God's hand is steady. I am not alone. That's the hope that we cling to as we move forward, move closer and closer to Christmas. Now, this Sunday at Sterling United Methodist Church, it's going to be something really special. It's the fourth Sunday of Advent, and instead of our traditional service, we're going to have a musical cantata for our 10 o'clock worship service. You can join us on live and in person at 10 o'clock for this really wonderful gift that it'll be. So the cantata is rooted in their theme, Be Not Afraid, but it was a musical journey that's been kind of put together in-house, through the real kind of capable hands of our musicians. Dr. Willis is kind of doing amazing things, and Sharon is working alongside of him. Just a great group of musicians kind of working together to offer this word and song that is a journey through the Christmas story through some really beloved English carols and great arrangements of really kind of well-known composers like John Rutter and Gustav Holst, and just really an amazing moment. And I'm excited. It'll be woven together with narration that reflects the theme and the scriptures, and we will be certainly kind of, sticking her nose up, sticking her tongue out at fear and insisting on hope this Advent. Now, we'll trace the path from night to dawn in this music, and from trembling to trust in this music, from silence to a song that echoes across centuries. That song that says, don't be afraid. Joy is on the way. So if you've been longing for something that will lift your spirit and prepare your heart for Christmas, I want to tell you, you want to be there on Sunday. Bring your family, maybe invite a friend or a loved one, and it'll be a great Christmas, Advent experience on Sunday to share in this gift. Now, also, a couple other things I want you to be aware of. On Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m., we will offer our longest night service. Actually, Sunday the 21st is this winter solstice, and it's the longest night of the year. The shortest day, the longest night. And so we offer a kind of a quiet sort of contemplative service held on the winter solstice, the longest night of the year. Sometimes they call this a blue Christmas service. And really, it's designed for folks who are just kind of walking through and carrying the stuff. It's designed for folks who are carrying grief and stress and heavy burdens for whatever reason. It could be the loss of a dear one. It could be the loss of a job or a dream or anything. So those things that we are carrying in heavy ways, this will be a time that we'll bring those to God. There's no pressure to speak or share. It's really just a safe space, a worship space to bring those hard things before God and to ask and to hope. If you or someone you know could use that kind of space, please come. It's hopefully a healing time, or at least a place just to name those things. That's 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, this coming Sunday. And then, of course, Christmas Eve is coming. Christmas Eve, the 24th of December, We will gather at 7 p.m. in our sanctuary. It is one of the most cherished services of the year. And we'll gather around traditional hymns. We'll have candlelight and communion. And it will be a really special time to kind of gather together as a church community, as a family, and to celebrate the birth of Christ with joy and with reverence and with hope. It's a wonderful opportunity to worship as a family, invite a friend or neighbors. If you've been thinking about who you might need an encouraging word to offer to, or a sense of belonging this season, this is a perfect time to invite them and to step into this beautiful, beautiful truth. So that's what's ahead in these next few days. A beautiful cantata on Sunday morning, longest night service Sunday afternoon, and our Christmas Eve celebration next week. I hope that you'll join us for one or all of these moments of worship and community. And remember, this is a great time to invite someone. A simple invitation can make a huge difference in a person's life. Listen, God bless you. I look forward to seeing you soon, and take care of yourself.